Elton John, I'm Still Standing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday. That song has taken on a whole different life of its own, hasn't it?
It has, since he did it for
Since the, what was it called? It was One World or something?
That One World Together for COVID thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Where he just, I don't know, I still think he might have had some sort of episode when he was on the television. Like, it was unbelievable.
It was copping out of actually singing it, wasn't it? It was, obviously, the old voice isn't what it was.
Yeah.
So he decided to just go for the...
The thing was, he was talking totally normal.
So he goes, this one is for everybody out there, sticking together and dragging us through it.
Yeah.
This one's for you.
It was extraordinary.
Yeah, it was just so mad to listen to us.
I wonder what he thinks about it now. I wonder, did he look back at it himself thinking, what was I?
He's probably going, not
I should have just sang it.
I probably should have said
not
the words.
Not my finest moment.
I should have said
I should have picked a different song.
Yeah. Yeah. He's thinking Rocket Man would have been perfect,
absolutely.
Actually. Now that I think about it.
Anyway, listen, folks, welcome along. Thursday, Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it around these parts, 8th of October. It's good to have you with us. Almost 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. As always, if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Good selection of birthdays for you today, sir.
Very good, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a few that are right up your street, and there's plenty
good.
Of them as well.
Is there?
Could be your day, big man.
We'll go over. I tell you, I haven't been in the Halfpenny place.
Today could be cake day, PJ.
Yeah,
ironic from Alanis Morissette here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. As I say, Friday's Eve, 8th of October here at Classic Hits. About to do the birthdays. Speaking of which, Selena, I think, has gotten slightly the wrong end of the stick, PJ.
Yeah.
Because she's texting, happy birthday, PJ, from Selena.
That's because you said the cake, isn't it?
I think
you
so.
Said, oh, there could be a cake in it for you today. And she must have just been sitting there going, ah, it's your man's birthday.
Yeah, no, the cake is a prize, Selena. If he gets the birthdays right, then he gets a cake.
Yeah, I have to get three of them right and I win a cake. I suppose we haven't explained that in a while, actually.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah.
It used to be a day off, but it really knocked a crack out of us when every time I got a day off, Jim took one as well. Which I thought was not... Except now I'm acting as if I'm going to get to eat me whole cake without giving him a bit.
And also, Gareth in Limerick was on just to say, great to hear a young Tara Duggan doing the news.
Isn't she first? Shouldn't the break do all well? I'll have to say, the break did that very well.
That's Air Louise filling in today. That's
it is Louise, yeah.
You see, the thing about that, Gareth, is I know, because Gareth has a long-running banter with Tara. But of course, Tara won't hear it, Gareth. That's the only thing, you know?
Yeah.
Not only would she not be up, she's probably not even in this country.
I don't think she's coming back. I don't know what the story is. She'll be back eventually to get her own back on.
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, and she'll come hunting for you, Gareth. Anyway, right, listen, let's do the birthdays. Here we go. Good selection, I think, for you today, starting... But somebody who appeared in one of your favourite movies, Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver, she's fantastic. Do you know, I'm saving the last ever Halloween movie for Halloween. It's on Netflix now. I didn't go watch it in the cinema because you know my feelings on cinemas.
Yeah.
They're more horrific than the horror movie
Absolutely.
That's on.
Yeah.
You know, and people munching and interfering with crisps.
As you say, the idea of people communally enjoying themselves just goes totally against your principles.
It's a paradox.
Yeah.
Communally enjoying.
Like the idea of getting together to have a good time.
Oh, for God's
sake. What a ridiculous idea.
Oh, yeah. And then some fella, you know, who thinks... George Lucas didn't spend enough on special effects, so they need his commentary as well. Shut up! Can't be listening to you. I've been saving it. And I love Sigourney Weaver. She gave me sister £100.
What?
She gave me sister £100. Yeah, my sister runs the Focus Sleep Out thing.
Yeah.
Focus on Sleep Out every year at RTE, you know?
Yeah.
And Sigourney Weaver was a guest and she saw them all there. Says, what are you doing? She says, we're doing this thing for homeless people, blah, blah. She goes, oh my God, put her hand into her pot and gave her £100.
That's fantastic.
£100, yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah, isn't that deadly?
Yeah, you see, that's because she's appeared in Gorillas in the Mist.
Yeah, I know.
You know, brings you back, it makes you appreciate, you know.
It makes you appreciate, anyone that can hang around with Gorillas in the Jungle knows, they can understand how RTE people feel.
you go. Star of the Alien movies,
star
of course.
Star of the Alien movies, she's not young anymore. I'd say she's about 65.
Older man. 71.
71 is she?
71 she is today. 71.
Well.
Right, one of your old mates, and this time it is genuinely one of your old mates, not just because he's a stand-up. I know you think highly of this man. Ardlo Hanlon.
Ardlo, one of the greatest.
Yeah, you were saying he's a really nice guy.
That's what I mean, actually.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest lads, one of the greatest fellas you'll ever meet. Yeah, really, really nice fellas, Ardlo.
Yeah.
He was the only one that apparently had stage fright worse than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Actually, you know something? That's not that difficult to believe. He always struck me as a sort of... I haven't met him that often or interviewed him that often, but he always struck me as somebody who still has a little touch of the nerves. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
He was really bad. And then, and then it went. It stopped happening for him. And I was in an awful state one night at a gig. That's when I realised I need to do something about it, when he looks at me and goes, "It's not worth it, man." I said, "Oh my God, I'm worse than you. I'm worse than you." Yeah. And then one night I met him then afterwards. I says, "How did you get over it?" And he just goes, "Who cares? Who cares?" He's there going, "The worst thing, you die, what happens? You go to your dressing room. Who cares?" I was like, you know, he's actually right.
God, fair play.
So he's a lovely fella. I'm going to say Ardle is... Jeebus, Ardle's a bit older than me. About 52.
Oh, not bad. 55.
Ah, it's a
55.
Happy birthday, Ardle.
Right, what about this guy? God, I hope this guy is still alive. I don't know why that's nagging at the back of my head. But Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan, yeah.
He is still going, isn't he?
I think he is, yeah.
I didn't miss anything. Yeah.
I don't think he's dead. I think he wasn't well. I think he had a bit of an old battle with the cancer and all of that.
Yeah. A man of sort of two careers.
I know, and because the thing is, he lived a bit of a hardy life, so he was fairly wrinkled there. He did the Crocodile Dundees and all, and he made loads of money. I think he went on the El Fiesta train for a while.
Oh,
so
really?
Then you saw him then, and he looked like, you know the way those little old ladies, and they have a million wrinkles. You know the way, and it looked like a dried out sort of prune as she got.
Yeah.
He got a bit like that. I was a very, very skinny man as well.
Yeah.
Which never lends itself to looking exactly the best.
Yeah, exactly.
If he's dead now, I'm going to feel terrible.
You need something to fill out that skin.
You do, yeah.
Keep it clumped out a bit.
A bit of Elmi.
Stretch it.
A bit of cake or something.
I have to say, that's been my philosophy during this whole period. Is there's no point in me getting skinny, you know. I have all this skin. It'll just go wrinkly.
I'll dry out. I'll dry out if I don't keep eating the cake.
That's my philosophy.
Yep,
it's been working well.
Cake and chips. It's the way to do it. I got to say that...
he is definitely not a young man. Obviously, if I was wondering whether or not he's still with us.
No, he was in his 40s doing his sketch show and all. Like, he did Crocodile Dundee. He wasn't a young fella.
No, not at all.
He's like 84.
Not bad. 81.
Ah, okay.
Pretty good. Of course, sticking with the old comedy legends, Chevy Chase.
My God, I love Chevy Chase.
The old
and he's
National
supposed
Lampoon.
To be horrible, unfortunately.
Oh, is he?
He's supposed to be unbelievably horrible and difficult to be around, yeah. Which is terrible because he's one of the funniest men in the world.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's a shame.
Unbelievably difficult, apparently, yeah. But like his movies, he was the 80s comedy god for me.
Yeah.
With Fletch and Spies Like Us and...
And even...
he was the Three Amigos and all.
Was that him? In Caddyshack. I know he wasn't the main guy,
was,
but he was in it, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Oh, he was so brilliant.
Yeah.
And of course, the National Lampoons, the
His kind of humour is right up my street.
Same here. It's stupid.
He's kind of dry in it.
Yeah.
Even though there was madness going on around him.
That's why I think Will Ferrell's funny and all. It's stupid. Ridiculous. Silly old crap. I love it, I do.
Yeah.
He's old enough now. He's about 82 as well.
77.
Oh, jeepers.
77.
Sorry about that, mister.
Right, look, it's time we get one in the bag for sure, right? Because I did say they were right up your street. This man has basically become... We've adopted him, okay? And it's a significant birthday for him. Hollywood star, but very much now, he seems to be an Irish darling. Matt Damon. Significant birthday for Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Jason Bourne himself.
Matt Damon, if you're listening... I don't mean to be rude, and I love you. I think your movies are great. Good Will Hunting is one of the best movies ever made. Would you do us a favour, and would you go home the hell out of that?
No, he's only just back.
Go home the hell out of that.
Mind you, I will say...
I'm so sick of Irish people walking around saying...
I don't like blaming anybody, but can I just say that, you know, Matt Damon coming back, well, it just has kind of coincided with... an uplift in restrictions. That's all I'm saying.
Every time he's here.
He was here, there was lockdown.
Yeah.
He came back, suddenly we're up to level 3. That's all I'm saying.
I'm telling you, next
Matt,
thing,
I'm not saying it's your fault.
He's going to be seen with a super value bag again, and all of a sudden we'll be 5k limited to the house. Go home, Matt Damon. Go home over that.
Right, but a significant birthday.
And all the Irish people are going, isn't it great the way nobody cares he's here? That nobody says it. It's like, we're not going on and on and on and on about it that he's here at all. It's like you can just walk around and nobody cares. It's like, oh, jeez, shut up. Talking about Matt Damon.
Yeah.
What age is he then? He's 50.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yes, he is. Right, come on, there's still time for this. We can still do this. Because there's two more to go. Next up for you, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Which one is he now?
You know Bruno Mars that sings...
is he? He's not...
You know, Uptown Funk, you know that
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah, Uptown,
and,
yeah.
And he sings.
What does he look like? That's the thing. I know the song.
I'd throw a grenade for you or something.
Oh, is that him?
And I'd also, catch a grenade that's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd catch it, not throw it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd throw it personally.
Balloon. For you.
He's obviously not very smart if he's catching it. Throw it, for God's
sake. Yeah, try.
And then he, I want to be a mid. No, that's, is that him?
I don't know. Is that him as well?
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't picture him at all.
Yeah.
But he's been.
I hope at some stage in his career he opens a boozer, though.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars Bar.
Bruno's Mars Bar.
Bruno Mars Bar.
Yeah. I know.
I know it's stupid, right? Don't judge me. It just struck me as funny at the
time.
We're
celebrating stupid comedy this morning. Chevy Chase, we love it. Bruno Mars, I don't know, what age is he? About 41?
35.
Ah, fat off.
35.
Hadn't a clue. And then, I wouldn't know him if he walked into the room. If John, Newsy John told me he was Bruno Mars, I'd go, I knew it.
Yeah, I thought that about you.
I had a feeling, all right.
Yeah, I could tell by the uptown funk off you.
Yeah, yeah, you're always so.
And then the final one for you, right, is a proper throwback. And you'll know this guy. I know we've spoken about this guy before. The one and only Ray Reardon.
Ray Reardon, Dracula.
Snooker's Dracula.
Yeah, he had snooker cues coming out of his face instead of fangs. he had the proper Dracula haircut and everything going
on.
Oh,
God, yeah.
He was great.
That was proper back in the day. And he was like a proper champ back in the
proper
70s.
Proper champ. And he was,
six world championships.
And his skin was like transparent. Like he really did look like a vampire. He really did.
Yeah. I remember the way they were like... those days, they all kind of moved. You know, him and who else was around that?
Jimmy
that
White.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was a bit after him. But, you know, the older lads always moved really slowly.
Oh, that's right.
So
yeah.
I think he did actually float around the table.
He floated
around. I don't know if he walked.
That was like what we were saying the last time we were talking about him. You used to watch snooker in black and white. Snooker! In black and white. And the commentator would be there going,
so just to let the viewers at home know, the ball in the bottom left corner, that's the blue. The brown is centre screen, and the pink is the one to the top. So I imagine he's going to go to the top, which is the pink, to remind you again.
And then you'd see a man hovering around. It was all so brilliant.
Like he was on wheels or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
He is not a young man.
No.
He's like 86.
Oh, not bad. 88.
Ah, fair.
88.
I'm glad.
God, I tell you something.
He could be 388. Who knows when
he
was turned.
True. In the current life, he's 88.
He's like, I blew it and made myself famous. Oh, I can't live forever. He's going to have to put a stake through his own heart now.
Yeah, snooker cue.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates, Kiss on My List, and Kiss Me from Sixpence None the Richer. Oh, there's a kissy ones back to back there,
some
PJ.
Some kissy stuff back to back there,
what's going on there? You didn't inspire that, did you? It's not one of your blah-blah-blah moments, is it?
Come here, Jimmy. I'd love to give you, you're getting the hints. It's getting a bit cold in the morning.
Scary stuff. Scary stuff. Ooh. Anyway, folks, welcome along. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 21 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, of course. Looking forward to within touching distance of the weekend. Thanks a million for all the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. We've a new person on board, PJ.
Well, yeah, good.
He's been listening for a while, George from Mullingar. But obviously has been shy, and this is his first time to text the show.
Right, well, good loves morning. It. Nice to have you along.
Welcome along, George.
Pull up an old seat and join the rest, join in the ride.
Yeah, you're among friends here. Also, a few people putting us wide on Bruno Mars. It's his birthday today. He's 35 today. Apparently, according to Dee, he sings something called When I See Your Face. And that was when Dee fell in love with him.
Oh, right. Well, when he sang it?
Yeah, apparently.
Wait, but where did he sing this to her?
I don't know it was necessarily specifically to her.
All right. Oh, I thought you meant he was following her down the road or he's sitting on the back of a bus or something. I thought it was a bit weird for a minute.
And Fergal has put us wide, locked out of heaven.
What is?
Bruno Mars.
Oh, locked, that's out of a song.
Yeah.
Right.
As opposed to Fergal himself being locked out of heaven.
Locked, yeah. Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've never even been to that pub.
I never heard of it.
Mm. Also, Baldy Tony was on, and we missed this earlier on, but he was on to say that had you have gotten five, he'd have bought the cake. But sure, it's only three you have to get.
It's only three. I just have to get three right and then I get a cake. That's it.
Yeah.
Harder than you think, though. Although I used to do it quite frequently. I have only had one day recently where I did very, very well, and I managed to get four.
Right.
So I have to get back on that. Also, we were supposed to, you see, this is it. Life is catching up on me as well. I also said to Jim, every time Leeds United lose this year, we're going to get a cake. And that meant, like, every time United won. The laughing we did. Oh, it was so funny. And Leeds are as if they were going to even win a game. We thought we were going to have cake. They're flying. And, yeah, of course, United are... Well, United have replaced their players with, you know, those little actually, you know, those figures that you used to press the bottom of them and their legs turned into jelly.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit of a, it's been a bit of a cakeless few months.
Which is
really
weird. Yeah, it's been cakeless, yeah. And as you say, the whole kind of Leeds thing has become a bit of a, you've created a rod for your own back
I
there.
I really have. Oh my, you can't come in here on a Monday morning without the Leeds fans. Oh my God. Oh, it's awful.
They've become the new Liverpool.
They have. Although I did this one to myself. I totally did this to myself. Oh, God. Do you remember your man got all upset and said to him, absolutely disgraceful, you should be taken off the air because I call them rat nibblers now. Oh, God. This is much worse.
Some people, yeah. Some people don't necessarily appreciate the humour.
No, not really, no. People get very offended.
Some people miss the gag.
Calling us rat nibblers, that's an absolute disgrace. You should be taken off the air, he goes. I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, safe to say that Mr. Upset Pants, you got your own back on me anyway.
So I assume then there'll be no football talk today. We're avoiding that like the plague.
Unless
are we?
We might talk about it because the big match with Ireland is tonight. Of
tonight,
course,
you know, yeah, yeah. So it's just so weird to even hear that expression anymore. The big match with Ireland.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I think the winner.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm delighted to see Stephen Kenny in the role and everything.
Same here.
And it's just over the last while. It's been difficult to really get yourself up for an Ireland game. Hasn't it
is. Yeah.
You know.
I'd be more up for a cake now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well,
but
exactly.
Exactly. I'm going to watch it through my fingers tonight and hope for the best. They're only rebuilding. I'm not going to be too hard.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, they're only
absolutely
rebuilding. It's a good beginning.
You know, to be fair, like, you know, obviously behind them all the way, just it's not like it used to be. But the excitement, the anticipation.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You'd be writing songs.
Do you remember
about
that? We were writing songs and chanting and everything, all the glory and everything of it.
But you never know. Those days will come again.
They will, yeah. One day. One day things will revert back to a normal where Ireland will be all right and Leeds will be...
So what is the plan for today? Have you concocted a plan? Concocted a menu for the show?
Oh, there's loads to be going on about. There's a young fella who was addicted to sausages has finally managed to come onto other foods.
Oh,
he's lived 15 years of his life eating nothing but sausages. I definitely think he's worth to talk about.
What an amazing addiction to have.
There's also a very bold sister-in-law who was caught selling all the gifts she was getting over the years on the internet. And she's let the whole family down.
Oh my
I
God.
Love her.
Name and shame.
Absolutely love her, yeah. So we can be going on a bit about that as well. And you won't believe what the Yakuza are upset about. You won't believe
the who?
The Japanese mafia. The Yakuza.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, they're very upset. And you won't believe what it is they're upset about. It's the most ridiculous news story I've read this year. It's deadly, so it is.
The Yakuza.
The Yakuza, yeah. Yeah, and it's like they're not allowed.
You accuse of me? I don't see anybody else here.
You must be accusing me. That's stupid. I can't even make the pun work. My God, this isn't my morning.
Right, all of that. And of course, as you know, in about an hour or so, we're going to have a go at the hit bit. It's getting very close to that $2,000. In fact, we decided yesterday we were going to round it up. I suppose we're keeping that for the week, are we? $2,000.
$2,000, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, why not? If it lasts this week, we should. Yeah.
Exactly, right. So $2,000 we'll play for again today on the hit bit on the way in about an hour's time. And of course, breakfast table quiz is fantastic this week because everybody wins courtesy of Top Oil. Tiffany here at Classic Hits. I think we're alone now. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 9:30 past 7 o'clock on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, of course, 8th of October. Good to have you with us. We've rounded up the hit bit to €2,000. We've decided to play it out for the rest of the week at €2,000, heading towards what would become a 4K Monday again. We did it last week on Double Money Monday, a 4K Monday, and that's what we're on schedule for at the moment.
Yeah.
Assuming our $2,000 doesn't go before then.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So £2,000, hopefully today.
Mm.
Maybe tomorrow.
Be pretty cool. Anyway, Magic Mike is standing by. He's still in the West today, but he's standing by on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Before all of that, of course, we're well worth checking out classichits.ie. Sorry, my headphones are going off funny. They keep dropping out on me.
Oh, do you?
So it's very disconcerting that.
You have to
when you suddenly think one of your ears has stopped working.
You have to plug them in. I found that out there a while ago. You have to plug them in.
Anyway, talk about first world problems, eh?
Check
this out now. You could be like this poor lad.
This poor fella, young fella called Ben Hughes. He's 15 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his mother started noticing that he was going to be a bit of a picky eater very early on. In fact, as soon as he came off the boob, she was there going, there's something a bit odd here, right? So he was grand on the boob. And then... she started feeding him, you know, trying to feed him out normal foods and get him onto the old solid foods and all of that.
Yeah.
And first of all, he was going mad to get back in the boob. I suppose that's normal, isn't it? You know, you don't like to change. I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, he tasted a sausage one day, so he did. And oh my God, what did she do? Oh, she created a monster. So for 15 years, he has eaten absolutely nothing but one brand of sausages. Nothing else.
How old is the kid?
He's 15 now.
So the his entire life.
He's been off the boob a long time.
So he literally went from breast milk to sausages.
To sausages. And he hasn't touched a single thing except for sausages in all that time.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. Sausages and water. He has sausages and water 3 times a day. His mother spends 75 quid a month on these sausages because he won't eat anything else. She said she's tried everything. She tried to get him onto other foods. She tried to get him onto, you know, sweets even. She thought, sweets. It's the only thing. At least it'll be something different. I'll give him chocolate and I'll give him sweets. No interest.
Not so, even any other fast food or anything?
Nothing. No, when he was young, he would go to a party and he would eat some chips. That was it. And then he started crying then because he realised they weren't as good as the sausages. And he says, no, I have to have the sausages. And that's the end of it. So he wouldn't eat anything else. So she's gone to all the doctors. She went to everybody. They're all just saying, yeah, he just won't eat. I don't know what the story is. He won't eat anything but sausages. Very unhealthy, obviously.
Yeah.
Eventually she found this hypnotist called David Kilmurry. And he said...
There's a bang of Irish off that.
There is, isn't there? Yeah,
yeah.
David Kilmurry. I don't know where he is. I think he's in the States because they had to do these sort of Facebook hypnosis sessions, right?
Right.
So David Kilmurry goes, I've seen this before, he says. This is avoidant restrictive food intake disorder. ARFID, right? This is a load of ARFID. So he sat down with the young fella and they did this 2-hour session on Facebook, right? The two of them. Well, I tell you, Jim. Cured, he's cured, he is. They've had a few sessions since then. He said he's gone off, he's stopped eating the sausages a little bit, and then he went on to sort of regular foods. The addiction was completely and utterly cured this week when he was seen making a video of him eating fish. Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
And apparently, if you're a person with ARFID, that eating fish is the worst thing you can eat. Like, even the thoughts, he says, Mrs. David Kilmurry, now, I have a bit of a funny feeling that he's not exactly a qualified medical doctor. But he says that if you have a load of ARFID, then the thoughts of fish, the thoughts of it alone can make you get physically sick or start retching and that. It's worked with this young fella. He's now eating regular food. She said his ma says, I can give him anything at all now. He sticks it in his mouth. Anything at all. Says he's been missing out for years. Still likes his sausages now.
Yeah. So he hasn't completely kind of... It wasn't one of that aversion therapy thing now where he suddenly hates sausages.
No.
He can just appreciate them as part of a balanced diet.
He can appreciate them, yeah. He's a Welsh young fella and he's posing here for a photograph with his bag of sausages. But it had to be that brand. That's the thing, it had to be... I understand where he's coming there. That's the Ireland thing. That's the old Super Quinn sausages thing in Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If your ma lets you, Jim, if your ma says, there you go, have sausages every day, 5 times a day, Super Quinn sausages. Would you really be motivated to eat anything else?
I know, yeah. I mean, I am. I do like, you know what I mean? I like your good self.
I mean,
I appreciate a good breakfast and particularly enjoy a good sausage, good rasher. My problem is I appreciate many, many, many foods and I appreciate them many, many, many times.
Well,
that's where I go wrong. But leaving that aside,
I know.
A full sausage addiction is
it's very
particular. We've had a lot of sausages on this show. We've had them from fantastic sausages.
Yeah, we have.
Award winning chefs. And
remember the chocolate sausages?
Straight from farmers and all sorts of things.
Yeah, I know.
Butchers, world record holders.
World record sausage makers.
What was his name? Barry John, was it?
Yeah, that's anyway, it, by John.
Yeah, and like, so we do appreciate a good sausage.
Well, absolutely we do.
But the trouble is, there's so many good things you can add to a good sausage, like a good plate of chips, or a good slice of bread.
An egg.
All that sort of
sausage
stuff.
Sausage loves an egg. This is why I wish I was like this kid, but more spoiled. I wish I had an afternoon tea addiction.
Now, I wouldn't go so far as to say that I'd have to limit myself to one brand.
Well, I would.
Have you ever had that?
Yes. I'm like that with loads of stuff.
You will only eat one brand of something.
Of almost everything, I have my particular brand, and if I can't get that I want, I'd rather have something else. I'm like that with almost everything. Almost everything. With like these sausages, if I'm buying sausages, they have to be the super value, super queen sausages. They have to be. If they're not, I'll eat something else. If I'm buying black butter,
hang on a second. How can you say that when you've literally eaten all of the sausages that have come in here from other sources?
As a social experiment, yes. But if I'm buying them... If I'm buying them, they have to be that way. A Clonakilty black pudding, it has to be that.
Right.
When I'm buying me fruit and veg...
Even if you go to, say, you know, somewhere like Gourmet Food Parlour or any of the many places we've had lovely breakfasts.
Oh, no, yeah, that's different, obviously.
I'm
talking about buying myself things.
Oh, right.
You know what
so
I mean?
So where your money is involved,
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Look, if it's the if it's your money or the station's money, grand, I'll eat any old stuff. But if I'm spending my own money, it's a different thing altogether. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
have you ever had a food addiction? Or even something remotely like a food addiction?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I definitely have a bad habit when it comes to Jaffa cakes. I can't get through a week.
Thankfully, with your world record attempt coming up.
I can't get through a week without eating at least a couple of packets of Jaffa cakes. I can't do it. Can't do it.
And I do have
my favourite brand, the Jaffa Cakes, as well, and it's not the McVitie's. I'm not into them.
No, you were saying that before. What is it, Aldi or Lidl?
The cheaper, the better, man.
It's not a brand, it's a price.
Hey.
It's cheap, a price addiction.
There's a satisfaction in eating cheap, man. I'm telling you that much.
Right, let's just find out, because I'm trying to think if I've ever had a particular food addiction. If there was one food that I absolutely...
Oh. I won't even buy veg from a shop that's down the road from the other shop, because the veg in one shop for me tastes much nicer. I got broccoli there off the wrong shop during the week, and I have to say, Jim, I was fierce disappointed.
How can you get broccoli wrong?
Because I don't know, but they did. They got it wrong. It tasted like an Action Man toy in my mouth or something. That wasn't nearly the same level of quality.
Listen, let's find out, right? Is there anybody out there who, like this poor chap who spent 15 years literally addicted to sausages?
Yeah.
If there's anybody out there that has a food craving, a food addiction like that, or anything else for that matter, maybe you're like PJ. Like, do you have anything to kind of like non-food stuff? Like, you don't insist on a certain brand of toilet paper or anything, do you?
I do actually, yeah. There's one I wouldn't insist
on. Or shower gel or toothpaste.
Yeah,
or,
it's
that or nothing.
It has to be,
not toilet paper, surely.
Why not? Double ply Andrex with the little puppy on it and the window at the bottom left. Yeah, it has to be that, man.
The window at the bottom.
The rest of them are like sandpaper. Are you joking? I may as well take down my trousers and drag my bum along the grass as I use the other stuff.
087-188-0008. Let us know.
Bring a half a pocket full of it.
Yeah, Kenny Crows, Mr. Jones here at Classic Hits. It's almost 7:23. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Damien's been on.
Yeah.
He says, as regards the food addictions, all that sort of stuff, he says, lads, I'm a fussy eater. No fruit or veg since I was born.
Ah, stop it. Really?
And that was 35 years ago. And only Lion's tea, or else I'll go thirsty.
Right, you see, the people are very... We know about Irish people and crisps and tea.
Mm.
I mean, people are very, very fussy in Ireland.
Never eating fruit or veg in your whole life.
I don't know how he's alive, but fair play to him for making it this far.
That's mad.
Like bread now, Jim, you're definitely a brand. Everyone has their brand of bread that they won't change off, right?
Yeah.
And that's true, is it?
No.
Really?
No,
so you just grab some random slice pan off the shelf.
Well, no, if it's sliced pan,
Elvis. And care what it is.
I'm not... Yeah, I wouldn't have mad allegiances.
Would you not?
No. Because I like a lot of sort of, you know... I was going to say artisan breads, but that would make it sound like it was somehow posh or something. I just mean breads that are baked in, you know, actual bakeries, you know.
You live up in the hills. There is no brands. Everything just comes in a wicker basket. And you all have to grab it.
It's delivered by country maidens.
Yeah, yeah.
Wandering around.
A fella comes around on the horse and goes, I have cheese and sausages today. Would you care to purchase a couple?
Somebody, who is this? I don't know who this is. Has been on to say they're strung out on Kinder Bueno at the minute.
Oh, jeepers.
The 5-pack. And also, look, you've started a sausage war.
Oh, God, have I?
Yeah, there's a sausage fest happening.
Easter, yeah.
On WhatsApp at the moment.
What's going on?
Because
now?
There's all sorts of people arguing about the best sausages. Somebody's on to say Jane Russell's straight sausages.
Straight sausages? That's like people are straight bananas. That's something wrong with that.
Are the best, apparently.
Straight sausages. Honest to God, that's only just fit them into the packet. Every sausage should be bent.
Super Quinn sausages haven't a patch on Cairns sausages.
I like it, Cairns. I know what you're saying. I've had them.
Somebody else.
But I'm still leaning the Super Quinn way. I can't help it.
And even the Butcher Brown. Pat Brown's been on. The Butcher Brown, the old, you know, the demon butcher of old Crumlin Town.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been on to say that if you got a few of the Demon Brown's sausages into you, you'd never go back to a Super Quinn sausage in your life.
Yeah, sure. What are they made out of? Pigeons or something? He likes Morrissey and Leeds. God knows what he puts in the sausages. I wouldn't trust that man. Classic
Hits. Ace of Base, all that she wants here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hit bit on the way. $2,000 could be yours if you can tell us what famous hiss our little bis comes from. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Magic Mike is standing by. And the sausage wars continue, PJ.
Sausage wars,
you
oh my God.
You didn't realise when you told that story what the kind of worms were going to open.
I had no idea people were going to be as passionate about their...
Yeah, because you came out with your kind of like brand issues.
Well, that's it, because I'm very particular when it comes to brands for anything.
Mm.
But I didn't realise people were going to get so obsessed on sausage specific.
Well, you giving the love to the Super Queen sausages, which you would have thought was a fairly safe bet.
I would have thought
so. Universally praised and award winning.
I would have imagined.
Well,
it turns out I'm just a brand snob and I'm being put in my place fairly active.
Paddy's been on to say, O'Flynn's sausages of Cork. Best sausages, hands down, no doubt, competition over.
Dear, oh dear, well that's a very definite sort of a statement. I can't say I've had the pleasure now.
Right.
I think we're leading towards something here, Jim.
And the other thing about it as well is this, that, you know the way you like your Clonakilty pudding?
I love it.
Have you ever had something called Clonakilty Isbini sausages?
They're the normal sausages, the normal Clonakilty sausages.
Right. Well, yeah. Apparently, according to
very good
Margaret in Fromoy, that's the only thing that's acceptable in their household.
Oh, they're very good. Yeah. No, they are very good. I'm just saying.
That what is Isbini the Irish for sausage?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Magic Mike could probably have a better take.
You could have told me literally anything there.
Really?
You could have told me they were
lamb sausages. They're lamb. Yeah. Yeah. They're different. Yeah.
Actually, maybe Magic Mike is there. Is he, Mikey? There.
Yes, it is sausages in Irish.
Excellent. By the way, do you have a brand affiliation when it comes to a sausage?
When it comes to a sausage, it would always be Denny for me. Now that's
Denny.
Just me.
Denny, yeah. Proper old school.
That's like you can see Mike now heading off to Spain with a suitcase full of Denny sausages, can't you?
Smuggling.
Yeah. The old tea bags in the back pocket and everything.
And a controversial one. I hate rashers, but I love sausages.
Right, well then there's obviously I think we're ending this conversation, Michael, because there's something wrong with you. Literally, rashers are the great... What?
I like it. Rashers has to be the medallion, and it has to be a very specific rasher. I can't order rashers when I'm out and about. See, I don't trust what I'm going to get.
That's like saying you don't like breathing or something, or you don't like air.
No,
rashers are officially like the superfood. Similar to eggs, any time of the day... So much, oh my God. How can you not like rashers?
If I'm out and about, I always say, hold the bacon, give me an extra sausage, please.
Right, I'm going to.
Always, yeah.
I'm going to just write my resignation here. I can't work with a pair of people like that.
Well,
don't appreciate rashers.
Tell you, lads, absolutely we're leaning towards finding Ireland's best sausage here. We need to make a mission out of this. I'm sorry, but we need to have a nationwide campaign.
Check this out, right? We may have to go further afield than just Ireland because Scottish Mark has been on from Galway.
Oh, dear God, the sausages up there, honest to God, there's whole people calling them.
Well, I tell you something. According to him, he says, best sausage in the world is a Scottish square sausage.
They can't even leave the shape alone. My God, the Scots interfere in everything, don't they?
Well,
a Scottish square sausage, I'm Googling that. That's something I have to see. My day won't be complete unless I see that.
Yeah, somebody else says, Hodgins sausages.
Never heard of them.
Hodgins, Hodgins.
Yeah.
Hodgins sausages, somebody saying, used to love Alhausen sausages. Obviously, you didn't have to say it like that. I just said it like that.
Oh, yeah, they used to have the place.
Used to love Alhausen sausages.
I used to love them. You used to get them on Talbot Street there.
Lidl Glen Sala sausages are the nearest to them, according to this person.
Right, okay, yeah. You see, I'm going to need a lot of convincing here now.
Hafner's sausages. No idea about that one either.
Don't know
who'd have thought? Hodgins apparently are in Mitchellstown, according to Margaret.
Isn't it gas now? What's happened here is we've gone, Ireland has gone doing what it usually does and gone completely parochial. Mm. If you're from Dublin, you say the Dublin sausage. If you're from Cork, you say the Cork sausage. If you're from Galway now, Galway sausage. And now you've got some mad Scotsman walking around
with a
pocket full of square
sausage. Mind you, he would make the argument at least it does fit your bread better. I like a sausage that fits my bread, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll take it square. Keenan and Kennedy, famous old sausages. Derek the Butcher.
Don't know them either.
Keenan and Kennedy. They were made, of course you wouldn't understand them. They were made in Finglas.
Oh, were they?
The home of great sausages and rashers. Anyway, what would you know?
Finglas is the home of good.
In fact, everything you say now is completely irrelevant.
What do you mean?
Now that you've expressed the fact that you don't like rashers.
They're all right.
There's something wrong with you, man.
They're all right.
Look, we're going to have to call for treatment.
They smell better than they taste. They're like waffles. They smell amazing and then you bite into them. Waffles, donuts and rashers.
I'm sorry.
They never taste as good as they smell.
You're going to have to be tested. You're going to have to be tested. Hicks of Dunleary, what about that?
Yes, remember that we were in that place and everything. We had a tour of the sausage factory and all, do you remember?
Yeah. Malin's sausages.
Don't know them. Don't know them.
It's starting getting personal now between people are having
a go. Getting insults
people
now.
People are having a go at each other. Shove your old Flynn's sausages.
Look at that. Now, that's brilliant, isn't it? Look at that. People have managed to get offended by it. They're now going, oh, Flynn's, you can stick that in your rasher hole.
I'll tell you something, it's a full-blown sausage war happening on WhatsApp at the moment.
Lads, we need to find Ireland's
absolutely
best one. I'm sorry,
we're going to have to go for it.
This is great.
I'm prepared to sacrifice myself for it, even though I'll have to do it alongside a Philistine who doesn't even know appreciate a decent rasher, but I'll give it a go.
Sausage workers of the world, please send us in your meats.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is supposed to be 1,980 quid. No, says we, not at all. We're throwing in the extra couple of quid to round it up to 2,000 euro. And that's what we have for you this morning. All for you, if you can tell us what it is, and this is what it sounds like. And let's get straight into it. Maria, how are you getting on?
Good, thank you. How are you?
How are you, Maria? Sorry, I was a bit distracted there for a second. Where are you this morning?
I am in Cork City.
Cork City. Good stuff.
Okay.
What's it like there this morning? Is it nice?
It's nice, yeah. It's pretty wet all night, but breaking through an
outfit. And listen, Maria, this might sound like a strange question, but we've become embroiled in sausage wars. Do you have any particular affiliation to a sausage?
Denny's is good, yeah.
Denny's, all right, okay. Yeah, so traditionalist like Mike.
Going down Mike's way, yeah, mm. Yeah. That's all right. That's two for you, Mike.
Right, yeah, he's...
Not necessarily happy about that.
Right, okay, let's try and give Maria some cash.
What do you think, Maria?
I think it's Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Oh, right. Proper oldie.
Lads, can you believe that this Hit Bit is still standing after all this
touch?
Oh, I even felt that one.
Wrong. That one actually hurt. I love Maria's silence kills you there, Bernie.
I think it was a stunned, shocked silence, fair to Maria. Anyway, listen, Maria, don't give up and keep at it, okay?
Thank you so
Cheers.
Much.
Have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Oh, that was amazing. The complete lack of reaction left Mike hanging. That was a tough one for him.
Yeah. Tough crowd, Mike. Tough crowd.
Is it Irla that's on? Hiya, Irla.
How are we keeping?
Did I get your name right?
Yeah, Irla, you're right.
Oh, great stuff. How are you this morning, boss?
Oh, I'm mighty now. Yourself?
Not too bad. Where are you?
I'm in Galway.
Oh, good stuff. Near the city or out county bound, out near our Mike?
I live out in Connemara, but sure, I work in the city.
Oh, good stuff. Right,
covering all the bases.
Well, we'd love to give you a few quid this morning, Neil. Why don't you just have a go?
I think it's the Dropkick Murphys shipping out to Boston.
Oh,
what a tune. Oh, my God.
I love that song. Yeah. Right, so that would be a definitely left field. So, Mike, what do you think?
It's a great song, all right, but we're going to have to drop kick you out of here, Irla. It is wrong, unfortunately.
Unlucky.
Perfect.
Listen,
no bother, lad. Thank you.
Take care of yourself, Irla. Have a good day. Thanks for playing. Cheers. Right, so there's a couple of more. Dropkick Murphys. Now I want to hear that, you see.
That's a great song, isn't it?
What was this show that was the theme song for? It was like a cop show.
Was there? I don't know.
Definitely, yeah, they definitely used the drum. Anyway, it's a couple more that you can scratch off your list, of course. And the next chance to play is at 1:30 with Niall Boylan. Do we know if Niall is rounding it up to $2,000?
Mike, do you know? I don't know. I think it's just us.
Highly doubt it. Speaking of Niall Boylan, by the way, I'm putting up a video of him doing the Jaffa Challenge right now in the next few minutes. So you want to watch this space on Facebook, yeah?
Nice one. Right, okay, 1:30, Niall Boylan, another chance to play on the Hitbit. ClassicHits.ie to check it out between now and then. I tell you something, I'm only calming down after the sausage wars.
They're still at it.
Abuse and everything.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Yeah, Rick Astley, never going to give you up here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 8th of October, Friday's Eve. And oh my God, the sausage wars continue.
Are they still fighting over them? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you something, we're even getting abused on... look at this. You two, get up off your arses and get over to Paddy the Butcher's in Eastwood.
Oh my God, I tell you something, we've caused some war, haven't we?
It's gone bananas.
Bananas all together, yeah.
Anyway, listen, Magic Mike has continued it on their social media platform. So if you go to Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or whatever, you'll see where the debate is continuing. There's sausages I've never heard of, brands I've never heard of.
And people are swearing by them like
absolutely.
The most important sausages that ever happened to the world.
And there's all sorts of things. There's high protein sausages, square sausages we've had. It's full on sausage wars.
I tell you, so it's
the only way to describe it. And I wouldn't mind, we didn't even set out to do that. We were literally talking about a lad who literally only ate sausages for the first 15 years of his life.
Chancer is what he is.
And as part of this story, PJ casually mentioned his preference for a Super Queen sausage.
Well, yeah,
my God, the place erupted.
I know, because he was into one specific brand. You asked me, am I? And I says, this is the best brand. Oh my God, who knew that it was the most hot political debate since the treaty was signed.
I'll tell you something, it's
Saipan.
Worse than Saipan, I was going to say.
It is, it's just like
incredible.
That.
But anyway, listen, it's continuing online. If you go to our Twitter, if you go to our Facebook page, you go to Instagram, all the Classic Hits socials, you'll find it there. You can have your say in the great sausage wars.
Sausage wars.
In the meantime...
Ooh, let's take a break from that now, dirty feckers out there. I'll tell you something that's
dirty.
Unbelievable. This is a coronavirus pandemic has highlighted maybe that we haven't exactly been completely as hygienic as possible in our daily lives, normally speaking, right?
Yeah.
Now, this company have started doing research about the dirt of our jewellery. So, how dirty is your jewellery? That's kind of like the big question. So, what they did was, right, they got... three pieces of jewellery. They got earrings, a watch and a ring. And they let someone wear them from clean for a week is what they let them do.
Okay. So and they were pre-cleaned, so we know they were squeaky.
So they were squeaky clean when they put them on.
Okay.
Squeaky clean when they put them on. And they let them go around and then come back. And after a week, they said they'll analyse them and they'll see how bad it is. Probably not as bad as you'd imagine, they thought. Oh my God, so much worse. Like a million times worse than it could ever have been imagined. It's dirty, filthy, mucky, dirty, horrible stuff you're putting on your hands. You're all animals. And I'm an animal like you. With me necklaces and me rings and me watch. Oh, the stink of them. So it turns out that they actually are worse than toilet seats. If you wear it for a week without washing it, your jewellery is worse and dirtier than a toilet seat.
Oh,
there you
my
go.
God.
By quite a considerable margin. So, you may as well get the jack seat off the house and wear it around your neck and go out in public. It's basically what this has come down
so,
to.
So, yeah. So, if you were to take the seat and wear that like some sort of medallion around your neck, you'd be technically cleaner.
You're cleaner than you are walking around wearing a watch and a ring. You're cleaner than you are wearing a watch and a ring. That's exactly how it is.
That's
it's
amazing.
It's kind of shocking. So they went through the items of jewellery, right? And the ring was the least bad, believe it or not. I suppose it's part of a regular hand washing. Do you know what I mean? So that was the least dirty. But the watch was appalling. The watch is basically, it's a mini toilet seat that you're wearing around your wrist. It's absolutely disgusting. Like,
and you're a big watch fan.
I love watches, yeah. I you know something, to the point that I don't even care. I see, it avoids the rest of the hand. So when you're washing your hands, your watch gets away with it, really. It doesn't get to be part of that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So your watch gets to be the second sort of worst, dirtiest thing with millions and millions of germs that get wrapped around it. The thing is, it looks clean. Your watch always looks like it's grand. You never look at your watch and think, I suppose sometimes you do.
I don't know. Most of my watches have those leather straps. And they probably don't show the dirt.
Oh, I can't use leather strap in a watch. Do you ever like you take off a leather strap and it's like you take off your shoes after you've been hiking for the smell? Do you ever get that?
Oh, but I tell you, they wear so badly because of all the constant on and off or whatever. They wear so badly.
They do.
So you end up going through lots of them.
But
obviously, not being as wealthy as you, I can't wear the solid gold watches that you wear.
No, that's why you wear a peasant strap and why it smells like an old shoe when you take it off yourself.
A peasant strap. I've been well and truly put in my place.
And I tell you,
I see you're wearing a peasant strap, Jim.
I see you're wearing a peasant strap in your watch.
Does it actually work?
Could I smell it? I've never smelled a peasant strap before. And the earrings were the least terrible. Still absolutely disgusting, though. Still carrying like millions and millions of germs. Still up there at the old toilet seat.
So what did we say? We said the neck was the worst.
No, the ring.
Oh, the ring.
Because it's right there on your hand.
Oh, right, okay.
It collects all the dirt. It's part of your everyday involvement and everything, you know, like everything. You use your hands for absolutely everything. It does get into the regular hand washing stuff.
So lots of us have dirty rings.
We have dirty rings. We're a wall walker with dirty rings, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wall walker with dirty rings.
Sort yourself out, for God's sake.
Dirty feckers. I have to say, it kind of made me think about it. Because I wear like 3 rings. I always have my watch on.
Yeah.
I wear my little cross around my neck.
We're not time to let all those sovereigns go, no?
Sovereign. Yeah, I tell you something. If being a dirty fecker is wrong, I don't want to be right, Jim. I'd rather walk
being
around.
Being a dirty fecker is wrong.
I was sorry. Excuse me. I'd rather walk around like a pound shop, Mr. T.
What rings dirty. Do you have? I've never noticed those before.
I have 3. I always wear 3.
Dear God, I never
Every
even
day
noticed
I wear
that.
Three, yeah, I always have 3 rings on. You're joking. I'm only wearing them to impress you, and you've never even noticed until now. My God. And here's me. And I noticed your peasant strap years ago. Should be ashamed of myself.
Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 19 minutes past 8 on this Thursday, 8th of October, Friday's Eve. 087-188-0008. We've got the Breakfast Table Quiz on the way for you very shortly. Everyone wins on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. But some reaction to your story about dirty jewellery, PJ.
Yeah.
So the there's a few different bits and pieces. Tony actually thinks he's considered it good news. He says he now has a legitimate excuse not to wear his wedding ring.
Oh, you cheeky thing. You're not getting away with that. You're just going to have to wash it on the daily.
Also, Brian and Tip. Who I'm assuming is a farmer, says, James, lads, I barely read the time on my watch. It's covered in cow every day.
Yeah. And then you go
now, I'm going to assume he's a farmer or else just has some very weird hobbies.
Or else, what are you doing going around playing with cows every day?
So there's that. Also, just to point this out, Louise has been on, Lou and Swords has been on to say that she cleans her ring in the shower with a toothbrush. So, fair play, Lou.
Listen,
that's dedication, that is. Because a toothbrush, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be sore, aren't you?
If I had to get into the shower every time I wanted to clean my ring, I'd never get out of it.
Exactly. You have to do it on the go, don't you?
I do.
You do.
Yeah,
you do.
I do.
Indeed.
A couple of drops of fairy liquid.
And Bob's your uncle.
You whistled,
and also,
whistled through it then.
Somebody has been on, I assume this person worked perhaps in a jeweller's. When somebody comes in to the jewellers and they want their ring resized, so you're going to get, you know, something fixed or changed about the ring.
Yeah.
And in order to take it off, they put their finger in their mouth in front of you.
Ah!
You know that wetting of the...
Oh, they do not. They're just licking it and then they hand it to you. Oh, yeah. Stop it. Oh my God, I'm horrified. They lick, oh my God. You have to put your hand out and take it.
Yeah.
I never thought about, oh, what is that? Especially at this day and age. Oh, that's absolutely disgusting. Although, you know what you're making me think now? Next time I have to go to a jeweller's and they say, me watch as I'm working. And you go, what? And I'll just go, hold on a second. And I'm going to lick on my hand. And take it off. And there you go. Oh, hold on, it's working now.
Guaranteed Irish, of course, the four of us and Mary here at Classic Hits. Almost 8:37. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Lots of opportunities to win. 087-188-0008. Magic Mike standing by, of course. Let him know if you want to play on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. And of course, 8th of October today, day by day, we're edging ever closer to PJ's favourite time of year, favourite festival, favourite holiday of the weir. I tell you, I'm going to stop talking now.
He's being possessed, ladies and gentlemen. It started to happen to him. Halloween
it's starting
is
to
coming.
Get spooky.
Yeah, look at him. Jim is talking in tongues already.
Do you know what it is? I'm still beside myself with anger because you don't like rashers.
I'm all right with them. I would never order one. I would never ever order one.
I'm not sure we can be friends anymore.
And you know, if I get a burger and all, yeah, I always go, does that come with bacon? They go, yes. Yeah, leave it out.
leave it out. Anyway, we're heading to, now it's going to be a very different Halloween this year, obviously.
It is going to be a different Halloween, of course.
And all sorts of wonderful traditions are going to be stopped.
They are. And it's not that recent that Japan has embraced Halloween. It's only really over the last 10 years they've really kind of gotten behind it. Mm. They don't have a really long tradition of Halloween. But of course, you know, the internet spreads culture far and wide. And over the last 10 years or so, cosplay, you know, the dressing up and all of that type of thing has been a thing in Japan. They've gotten into that. And then they got into the sweets and the treats. Who doesn't get into it? So, in a few areas around Japan, trick-or-treating has become a really big deal.
Right, cool. Right?
Now, the Yakuza decided to get in on this. You know, the Yakuza, basically the Japanese mafia, the crime syndicate.
What's... Japanese mafia like going trick-or-treating?
What they have, they, of course, as only you could have in Japan and get away with it.
Imagine being confronted by somebody from the mafia.
We know, yeah.
Saying, trick or treat.
They're going, ah, here... I've seen this in a movie. I've seen this in a movie. Like, I mean, know exactly
I dread to think what the forfeit is if you decide, oh, I'll take my chances on trick.
Yeah, I'm going to go with keeping me flaked this year. But as only it could happen in Japan, you go to the Yakuza instead of them coming to you. So, of course, only in Japan can a crime headquarters have its own address and its own building in the middle of a town.
Yeah.
And it's just the most bizarre
brilliant
story.
That an underground, you know, secret organisation,
yeah,
would actually give you its address.
They have their headquarters. And for the last few years, they've been throwing parties for the kids around Halloween.
Of course they have.
So the Yakuza, they open the gates to their criminal headquarters and the kids come around and they get their treats and, you know, they meet the local gangsters and everyone has a great old time.
Brilliant.
Well, the law
good
now,
old family fun,
good
eh?
Good old family fun at the gangsters' headquarters. Well, the law now has said that is not allowed to happen anymore. They've decided to ban the Yakuza from handing out sweets to kids. And the Yakuza are outraged over it. They're going... The one part of the year we look forward to when people dress up as monsters like ourselves, and you've ruined that as well.
Wait a second. So you're saying that of all of the things that Yakuza could be involved in,
yeah,
the bit that the police object to is them
handing out sweets.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, this mafia crowd, they've really lost the run of themselves. I mean, just forget about the money laundering and all that sort of stuff. Do you know, I saw a guy handing out lollipops the other day. I'm not standing for it. We need to crack this stuff down.
I mean, it's bad enough they have an address right across the road from the police station. But the fact that the kids like them more than us is getting to be absolutely ridiculous.
That's the most bizarre story
it's
I've ever...
It's the most bizarre story ever. And when you think about that, gangsters are now... complaining to the police about stuff being illegal. You have never, like, yeah, that's not the whole idea of being a gangster, is you get up to illegal activity. Like, go hand out your sweets.
I was just going to say, when did you ever ask the police permission for anything else you did?
Yeah, now they're going.
You know, when you were extorting that money, did you go around and say, listen, I hope there's no law against this?
Yeah, they're like, when we started out years ago, you're allowed to sell drugs, they banned that. Right, I'm not happy about that. Then the old thumb breaking and extortion. They banned that. We weren't happy about that. But now you can't even hand out lollipops. I've had enough. The world's gone mad. Soon enough, they're going to ban us having a headquarters right publicly in the middle of town. And so then they'll be banned.
Do you know something? If it keeps like this, they'll ban us altogether.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
We won't be allowed.
They'll start putting you in jail just for being a member of a criminal organisation.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's, CKES.ie.
Now, lots of winning to be done with Top Oil this week, not just on the Breakfast Table Quiz. If you're not lucky enough to win with us, of course, you should check out the website topoilwin.ie, okay? Because every week they have 180 vouchers to hand out, €25 gift vouchers. You can win it every single week. As I say, lots of them there to be won, and then you can spend that's on their petrol, their home heating oil, diesel, whatever it is. And also, if you upload your receipts to that website, if it's €15 or more, your receipt will go in to win €1,000 in free fuel as well, all courtesy of Top Oil. So topoilwin.ie is the website for us. We have a €125 Top Oil gift voucher to be won every single day, regardless of what your score is. And of course, the overall winner at the end of the week, that gets upgraded to €500.
Yeah, now that's so, you like Jim has just been saying, you're a winner no matter what happens today. But if you want to try and strike for that 500 quid, lucky 13 is the number we need. So Paula Lopez is going to have a go this morning. Hiya, Paula.
Hiya, morning, PJ. How are things?
Not too bad at all, thanks. How are you getting on?
I'm okay, thank you. Yeah.
And what part of the country are you in this morning?
I'm in Sandyford in Dublin.
Good stuff. Lovely. Good stuff.
Is that home or work, Paula?
I'm actually at home for a few weeks. I had an operation on my shoulder last week, so I'm one-handed for a few weeks.
Oh, no.
One-handed, right. So you're literally single-handed, you're taking this on. Excellent.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen, I mean, hopefully, I was about to say hopefully you're a winner. You're a winner already.
You are a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's
fantastic.
€125 gift voucher from Top Oil is yours. Let's go for the big one, shall we? We need 13 in the 60 seconds. How are you feeling?
Okay, sure. Look, we'll give it a whirl.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to go, PJ.
Good to go.
Best of luck, everyone. Here we go.
Complete the title of this Nancy Sinatra pop song. These boots are made for what?
Walking.
How many musicians make up a string quartet?
Four.
What ore is the name for a thin slice of bacon?
Rasher.
Yeah, in America, what sport has the NFL as its governing body?
Football.
The Pink Lady is a variety of what fruit?
Apple.
Phoenix and Tucson are cities in what US state?
Arizona.
Yeah, in cycling, what do the initials BMX stand for?
The path.
Bicycle motocross, in what domestic animal is said to have 9 lives?
Cat.
What was the name of the dog in the Magic Roundabout?
Google.
Yeah, which musical instrument features on the Euro coins of Ireland?
Harp.
Which ABBA song did Westlife cover for their Christmas single in 1999?
Fernando.
I Have a Dream, followers of what religion worship in a synagogue?
Jewish.
What is the capital city of Malaysia?
I know this, Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, in 1989, who recorded the hit song Like a Prayer?
It's not Madonna.
Yes, it is. Well, you are a lot. I tell you, that was a really good run.
Great score. And you're cool as a cucumber, you are, Paula Lopez. Do you know what I tell you?
I'm just taking my medicine.
I tell you something. One-handed or not.
Yeah, what?
God knows what you would have scored with both hands, PJ.
She literally did a one-hand tie behind her back.
It
not a bother.
Incredible.
Not a bother.
Right, let's count it up. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... 11, 12.
Oh, you're joking.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're
my God.
Joking me.
I'll recount them again. And, of course, Magic Mike is there in the background, too. But I think it's 12. I was convinced it was more.
Paula, I was absolutely certain you were the new leader there for a second. I really was.
Three.
You did it so casually as well. It was amazing.
11, 12.
Oh,
yeah, you were so
amazing.
Cool. I thought you were absolutely walking it. But anyway, look, we'll double check the score just in case. But at the moment, it looks like it's 12. And regardless, a €125 gift voucher from Top Oil is yours. Anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Paula, stay safe. Get well soon.
Get well soon.
Cheers. Brittany here at Classic Hits. Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Almost 22 minutes to 10 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Britney Spears, of course, no stranger to a bit of controversy in her time, you know.
No.
Nothing like the level of controversy that PJ Gallagher has instigated here this morning, ladies and gentlemen. There's been a number of things. So let me just run through the list as it stands currently. He started the sausage wars, which are still raging, by the way, on our Classic Hits Facebook page, Instagram and Twitter. So the sausage wars as to who is responsible for creating the greatest Irish sausage.
I know, we never thought there'd be this much turmoil over.
I mean, it's literally Saipan all over again.
It
it's
really
war
is.
At the moment in terms of people bandying their brands around the place. He then, massively controversially, came out and, I mean, our friendship is literally, it's in the balance.
Yeah.
When he came out and said that he doesn't like rashers.
They're all right, but I'd never order a rasher out. I always ask them to take it away and replace it with a sausage.
And
yes,
you'd imagine that having caused all that level of problem and controversy that he'd be happy, but no, he's not. Because now he has to deliver yet another massively controversial, divisive kind of comment.
I guess in an effort to get us both back on side and liking each other again, Jim, Mike Hogan sent me this story about the chicken fillet roll. He was thinking who surely would turn their nose up on a chicken
fillet roll. Of course, obviously. It's one of One of life's truly great pleasures, it really is.
You know, and yeah, Circle K have started doing these surveys of what Irish people and their love for the chicken fillet roll. Mm. And they find that over a fifth of people, 22% in fact, rank the chicken fillet roll as their deli food of choice. And at least a quarter, 25%, would travel up to 5 kilometres just to get their favourite chicken fillet roll from their favourite like station or deli or whatever is close
wow.
to them. And I have to say this.
It's worth literally going miles to get yourself a good chicken roll.
19% said they'd go beyond roll. It. 19% said they'd go nearly up to 10k if they had to get one. They don't
wow.
care. I have to say this. There's not a lot I hate more in the world than a chicken fillet roll. Yes, I know
oh
it's outrageous.
God.
I think they're disgusting. I think everything about them is disgusting. I think they're horrible. They're absolutely... I know, and I feel ashamed saying it. I've been hiding this dirty secret
you know
for
something?
A long time.
You don't like rashers. You don't like a chicken fillet roll.
No.
Are you even Irish?
I feel like...
I mean, I know you're not a dub anymore. You're from Mayo, but are you...
Oh,
are you
that hurts. Oh, God.
Are you truly Irish?
Oh, God, you lousy man.
Is it...
You
I mean,
really want us
okay,
to fall out.
I can allow for the ham and onion munching, but... I mean, seriously, you don't like rashers, and now you don't like a chicken fillet roll.
I really do
Who
not like
Who are
them.
You, man? Who are you?
I don't know, man. I admitting this on the radio, it feels like I'm admitting to a British military service in Belfast in the 70s. That's how embarrassing it seems.
Selma has literally just WhatsApped in. Who is that imposter? Where's the real PJ?
Lads, chicken fillet rolls aren't nice. They're not nice.
You know something? You're right. They're not just nice. They're gorgeous.
Disgusting.